Jeremy Bradley, again joining you live from the Aquarium of the Bay, and I'm here with Myra. We just had a really incredible tour, and you were swimming with the sharks, weren't you?
No, you weren't.
Well, I will tell you this. As much as I would love to be able to say that I love swimming with the sharks, it's probably the closest I'll ever be. I love being actually in the tunnels. One of my favorite things to do just happens on Saturdays in the morning. We do this thing called the seven gill feeding, and we actually include our public in it. So we actually go ahead and do a presentation that actually has our divers in the water, and we invite the public to come and see exactly how we feed those very, very large sharks that call San Francisco Bay home. The really great thing about the seven gill sharks is that no one ever thinks that they exist, for starters, and they always think that the biggest thing in San Francisco Bay is those great white sharks. And as much as we have great white sharks, they do come, they come in, they visit, they say hello, and then they leave, but our seven gill shark friends are always there all the time, and they can get rather large. And the funny thing is that when people think of sharks, they always think this really, really like big and massive and ferocious and big teeth, and in reality they're not, and it's one of those things that they do need to go ahead and have some protections themselves. So when we do our seven gill feeding, I always like to tell people, come down, enjoy it, let's see how we, you know, feed the animals and see if you, what else you can learn about them.
And you know, in one of those tunnels there was probably the biggest, I think it's a fish that I've like ever seen.
Yeah, I think what you're talking about is our giant sea bass.
Yeah.
And it's actually really, really cool. So one of the great things about the giant sea bass is that those animals have actually been federally, actually, they're protected in the state of California since 1981. And in the state of Mexico, it's like 1995. They get rather massive. They can be over 200 pounds. They can potentially get up to 500 pounds. And everyone looks at them going, oh my God, that's huge.
And then when it swims over top of you, again, we've got those pictures, sfo.jbonair.com.
Yeah, it is massive.
Now, after we came through the tunnels, then there's a hands-on element where we got to touch some stingrays, and we also got to get up close with some, well, close through the glass with turtles, and there's a chinchilla beside me here.
Yes, definitely, definitely. So everything that you have in this exhibit is actually animals that do have a climate change message. So we do, in our touch pool area, have two touch pools that people can actually go in and touch the animals that are in the film. So depending on which film is on, you can either interact with a penguin or a walrus or even a killer shark, not a killer shark, a killer whale, sorry about that. And the funniest one is that I was actually there a couple of days ago, and in one of the slides, the penguin actually comes and jumps out of the water, and it just so happened that there was a mom that had an empty stroller in the spot exactly where the penguin jumps in. So I'm pretty sure she got these amazing pictures of the penguin jumping into her stroller.
I was just rubbing a seal on its belly. Like, it's just so cool that it detects,
it is,
I guess, where you're standing.
It is. Well, there's a camera on there, so what the camera does, it actually goes ahead and projects yourself onto the screen, and then the animals are going to go ahead and interact with you. So I've actually been there a couple of times where one of the walruses has inadvertently rolled over my feet, and I'm still wondering how my feet are still
hanging. Did have a limp when you came in today.
I did, kind of a little bit. I did.
Oh, you know, it's so much fun, and there's so much to see and do here, at first of all, in this building, and then also at the pier itself. But where can people get more information about the aquarium?
If people are interested in actually checking us out, please visit our website at www.aquariumofthebay.org.
And great, you know, it's really great to see so many kids here learning about the importance of being responsible when they get older.
That is absolutely true. One of the good things about the aquarium is that we go ahead and actually do annual field trips for kids, as well as do programs for kids.
So we've got the highlights again on our website, sfo.jbonair.com. Myra, thanks so much. This was great.
Yes, definitely.